Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Tom Cole, who is the Director of Economic Development within my beloved home city, the city of Santa Clarita. Tom, can you believe it? For 20 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of just simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered if you could share with us your best practices, but before you start, if you could tell us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Tom, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Sure. Appreciate that, Paul. Thanks for having me on today. I'm honored to be here and kind of share a little bit about myself. As you said, I'm Tom Cole. I'm a director of economic development for the city of Santa Clarita. And I've been with the city now for 13 years. I was previously the director of community development, which oversees planning, economic development, and housing. And so, needless to say, it's been a great time to be here in the city. I've been actually a city resident for 32 years and formerly worked for the New Hall Land and Farming Company for 14 years. So I had some private development experience and then ultimately kind of changed courses in my career, worked for the William S. Hart School District for 2.5 years as their chief operations officer, and then with the city for now 13 years, as I mentioned. So it's been a great road here for me, a great career path for me in Santa Clarita, as I said, for 32 years. And I'm honestly kind of reflecting back on kind of really what New Leaf is all about. And truly what we do at the city is very, very similar as far as our platforms, as far as our leadership and development, things that we do from a training perspective. And truly, it helps us kind of cultivate the organization. I've done this from the start of my career for 32 years, as I mentioned. But the city does an extraordinary job, like New Leaf does, to cultivate our relationships with our staff. And really it is our job as leaders of our organization to start grooming the next generation and to really start the succession planning. And succession planning is something we talk about every year in our organization. We ultimately, as I say, go through extensive training and development. We mentor most of the folks that are internally in the organization. And truly, I believe that we establish great relationships with all of our employees as directors, as well as networking and building relationships externally in our city boundaries. And I believe wholeheartedly in relationships and network, because I wouldn't be who I am today in my career if I did not have an extensive amount of relationships and networking abilities that I've learned from the beginning. I'll never forget when I worked for New Hall Land 32 years ago, our chairman of the board asked what nonprofit I was a part of. And I told him, I have no idea what you're talking about. Nonprofit? What is that? And ultimately, I became a board member of the Rotary Club locally. And I was fortunate enough to have the likes of our mayor, of the city manager, of the great city of Santa Clarita. And honestly, without those relationships, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I try to, complement not only the leadership and development programs that we offer as a city and what New Leaf does, and I compliment you, Paul, for that. But it also is about going a step further and building relationships and network, because I truly believe that also is a complement to the success story of any future leader in any organization. And so, as I mentioned, mentoring, training, development, and networking and building relationships are key aspects of what I believe will complement our future leaders of any organization.
Brilliant. Thank you, Tom. Tom, I love that kind of heartbeat of service that I can hear coming through that, and the importance of relationships. I really appreciate that, and I really agree with that clarity. If I could just give a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free. Tom, has become our tradition. Could I offer you a virtual high five?
Of course, Paul, I'd be honored.
Tom, it's so great to see you. And just on a personal level, I am so grateful for the city of Santa Clarita. As you know, we've moved up onto Five Point now, Valencia, just across the way. And I'm always blowing the trumpet on what's on the other side of that freeway. So again, thanks for all the great work that you've done. I love Santa Clarita, as you know.
Likewise, Paul. Thank you. Appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Tom.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.